I am joined now in the studio by Shannon Myers, Executive Director of Response. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So we are going to talk about a very serious subject, but I'm also really glad that we're talking about it. It's something that drives me crazy as growing up as a young man in this country, how little education I had about this subject. And so I just want to thank you for coming on the radio and for your fearless leadership on this very important subject.
Well, thanks. I appreciate you guys having us.
So April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month.
It is. So I'm Executive Director of Response. And for those who don't know who we are, we're the only organization in the Upper Roaring Fork Valley working with our community to end domestic and sexual abuse and also supporting survivors who are looking to achieve their own safety and empowerment. And so we work essentially from Elgebel to Aspen, mm-hmm. Western Eagle and Picken counties.
And so give us give us a couple statistics around how bad this problem is, because I think a lot of people are kind of just in denial about the subject.
Yeah, definitely. And I think we're in an interesting time right now where people are talking about it a lot more, but the numbers have not really gone down to reflect that. And the first step is definitely talking about it, which is why I'm so glad to be here. But people probably don't know that every 98 seconds in this country, an American is sexually assaulted. So the division between the sexes is that one in three women and more than one in four men will be experiencing some type of contact sexual violence in their lifetime. Unfortunately, 66% of those victims are young people between the ages of 12 and 17, which is a really horrifying number if you think about it.
Yeah, I mean, any number is bad, but that's really bad.
Yeah, a lot of young people. And so women are experiencing rape at a much higher rate than men. Women experience it, one in five women and one in 33 men. And shockingly, 8 out of 10 victims of rape actually know their perpetrator. So there's some shocking statistics out there. And like I said, with the Me Too movement and everything, people are coming forward, which is great. And that's where we need to start. And that's why April being Sexual Assault Awareness Month is so important to us. And as you could tell from our mission, part of our mission is working to end it, and both domestic violence and sexual abuse. And the only way really to do that is by starting to talk to our kids, you know, talk to everybody, but start young and have these conversations throughout their lifetime, starting really young.
Talk about Response's work. I mean, there's so many different facets of trying to fight this problem. How do you focus on what can be effective?
We do prevention education work in every school from Basalt to Aspen, starting at the middle school level. So with sixth graders in middle school, we're talking about healthy relationships.
Sure.
Like with their friends. We had a kid the other day saying, I'm in a relationship with my dog. Does that count? We're like, yeah, how do you treat your dog? You know, let's talk about that. Or your best friend or your parents or your aunt or uncle. And then as we progress through the different grades, we start in high school talking about sexual consent, sexual harassment, having some really good conversations with kids who don't really understand the distinction between flirting and sexual harassment because no one's telling them these things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think particularly with all the social media in front of kids now, knowing how to interact in person is a skill that they're losing. And we want to help with that as much as we can.
So talk about the subject of consent and why this is so important in the messaging.
So every year, Sexual Assault Awareness Month, which is a national awareness month, has a different theme. And this year we're focusing on consent specifically, and it's the I Ask campaign. And really letting people know that consent is not a one-time thing. It's actually not even just related to sex. You know, you talk to little kids about consent just to have their body touched. Like, I don't want to touch that person. I don't want a hug from that person. And start mm-hmm. there all the way through and talk about consent being about your right to have respectful boundaries around your body and how it's used. But one of the little acronyms that we're using in our advertising this month is that consent should be voiced, which means it should be voluntary, obligatory, informed, collective, and enthusiastic. So it's not a one-time thing. There's a great little video on consent about drinking tea, and they talk about someone might want tea one day, but that doesn't mean they want tea the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody might want tea and then they might fall asleep, and you don't give someone tea if they're asleep. Same with sexual consent. It's an ongoing process, and it can never be given if either party is under the influence of anything, and it can never be considered given if one person is in a position of power over someone else, like much older, or in a coach or teacher or any kind of position of authority over the person who is presumed to have given consent.
And the connection to domestic violence is in part because, like you said, so much of the sexual assault that's happening is intimate partner or someone you know.
Mm-hmm. This is true, yeah. So about 80% of the people that come to a response for assistance come with the primary cause of domestic violence, but a lot of those cases also have a sexual assault component to them.
And so if someone's listening to this and is struggling with this in their own life or knows someone who they think they can help, talk about your peers in the Valley. Like if there's a spectrum of different choices or first steps, what are some of your options if you're trying to get out of a bad situation or just trying to talk to someone about this, but in a private way? What do you do?
The first resource for anyone that just wants to talk and isn't sure if they want to take any further steps and maybe they want to remain anonymous is that we have a 24-hour crisis helpline, and that number is 925-SAFE, S-A-F-E, to make it really easy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's staffed by highly trained volunteers 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But we have wonderful partners throughout the Valley. Advocate Safe House Project is our partner down in Garfield County,
mm-hmm.
so here in Carbondale and down all the way to Parachute. And they also have a crisis number, and I'm sorry, I don't know it off the top of my head, but you can look for that. And we work very closely together because, as you know, a lot of people live in Garfield County and work in Picken County, so they may come to response for services because that during their workday is the only time they can see someone. And we refer people all the time down to our colleagues at Advocate Safe House Project. There's another great group called Riverbridge. They're also based in Glenwood, and they focus primarily on
kids,
the younger age group. Yeah. And they very much specialize in that. And so when we have kids who come to us, we definitely partner with Riverbridge.
So you talk about the Me Too movement and the subject of consent and sexual assault and domestic violence being more and more in the news or in the discussion in social media, but you're saying that you haven't seen impact, you haven't seen changes yet to the actual numbers, to the statistics, to the we haven't seen improvements necessarily in the conditions. Talk about it as you're doing this big awareness campaign and the I Ask campaign, the theme during April. For you personally, Shannon Myers, Executive Director of Response, do you see, are you hopeful? There's got to be so much, you must deal with such awful things that I can imagine it can wear you down and be tough. Is there reason for us to think that we were going to make progress, or are we in a crisis where, where what we've done isn't good enough?
I am hopeful. I actually started with Response only a year and a half ago, about 15 days after the hashtag MeToo movement kind of got to the forefront of the public awareness again, about 10 years after Tarana Burke first put it forth for Black women.
Mm-hmm.
And our calls to the crisis helpline immediately after that spiked for sure. So I think part of that is letting people know that it's okay to come forward and to talk about it. And where I have hope is that the schools are extremely open to having us and Advocate Safe House Project come into our local schools and talk to kids. And parents are asking us, how and when and how often should I be talking to my kids about this? And that's really where we're going to change the culture, is if we start with our youth and teach them that everyone deserves healthy relationships and they should be growing up respecting their peers and respecting themselves and asking for and requiring consent in all their relationships.
Talking to Shannon Myers from Response, we do have that Advocate Safe House helpline number is for Garfield County is 945-4439. That's 945-4439. And again, the crisis calls can be made to Response at 925-SAFE, 925-7233. Before we go, as April is wrapping up and you look ahead to the future, what's your next big event for Response?
We're actually really fortunate this year to be named the beneficiary of the Roaring Fork Charity Classic, which is a longstanding golf tournament held at the Roaring Fork Club in Basalt, which is a private club. So this is a unique opportunity to be able to play it early season. If people want to find out more information about it, you can go to our website, which is responsehelps.org/events, And that will have all the information you need in a place where you can sign up for that. But that's our only fundraiser of the year. We're a small, lean organization, only 5 staff. So we really only have the, you know, the bandwidth to put on one event like this. So we're really hoping to make a big splash with it and get people to come out and enjoy, hopefully, a spring day like today.
And yeah, exactly. And in terms of folks out there, I just want to ask you one last question. For if someone's listening to this and feels like they're not in a safe position to make a phone call or to you know, to do something, is what do you recommend? I mean, what does someone do who feels trapped?
Wow, it's not even in a safe place to make a phone call.
I mean,
call.
Hopefully you
yeah,
pick
hopefully
up the phone.
Yeah, hopefully you can get out of that situation and make a call. You know, I think it's important to know that when you make that call, the ball is totally in your court. Like, we will never tell someone to go to the police. We'll never tell someone what to do. Our job is just to listen and let people know that they can and will be safe, and tell them what their options are and connect them with the resources that are best for them.
Shannon Myers, Response, again, you can get more information at responsehelps.org. More information about the Charity Classic in Basalt coming up in May at responsehelps.org/events. And that crisis line, 925-SAFE, 925-7233. And if you're in Garfield County, you can reach Advocate Safe House at 945-4439. Those are both 24/7 helplines. And April, Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Thank you for speaking about it, for raising awareness. And I have to say, I think for me, I came into this interview really worried. I don't see anything to be hopeful about. The Me Too movement is great because people are speaking out. More and more men are listening to women and hearing women, and that's crucial. But it does seem like this, where the rubber meets the road with your work with youth, is got to be one of the biggest places we have hope to change this problem and stop these numbers in the future. So.
Absolutely. And we're having great conversations with your kids, but I would just encourage any parents that are listening to continue those conversations. Us being in there twice a year for one classroom is not enough. Let that be kind of the place where you start from, jumping off point for you as parents to keep having that conversation.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.